Chapter 2.2, Concepts of the Soul and Reincarnation. At the heart of past life regression, PLR, lies the enduring concept of the soul, an immutable essence that transcends the physical boundaries of time and space. In this chapter, we delve into the esoteric theories that surround the nature of the soul and its journey across lifetimes, a phenomenon commonly referred to as reincarnation. Drawing from ancient wisdom traditions to contemporary spiritual insights, we weave a narrative that repositions individual existence into a broader, more interconnected state of being. Reincarnation, the cyclical process by which the soul embarks on successive earthly lives, serves as a central pillar in the understanding of PLR. This perspective offers an expansive view of life, death, and the evolution of consciousness. Consider the story of a child prodigy, an individual possessing an extraordinary musical talent from a very young age without any formal training. Such cases invite speculation on the existence of a soul carrying over skills from a past life. The soul's odyssey is not a haphazard journey, but is thought to be driven by learning and growth. Each incarnation provides unique opportunities for the soul to acquire wisdom, address karmic debts, and fulfill unfinished business. The persistence of certain life patterns or inexplicable connections with certain individuals may be better understood when viewed through the lens of the soul's continuity. There is the anecdote of twin flames, individuals who feel an instant, profound connection, suggesting a partnership that transcends a single lifetime. In understanding the soul's reincarnation, PLR practitioners often reference the concept of soul lessons. These are the experiences that our souls have seemingly chosen to undergo in order to develop certain qualities or to balance out past actions. For example, someone with a lifelong pattern of self-sacrifice might find that, in a past life, they exercised excessive selfishness and are now seeking equilibrium through differing experiences. Some view reincarnation as a path to ultimate enlightenment or self-realization, whereupon the soul no longer requires physical embodiments to continue its progress. Within this framework, PLR therapy aims not only to alleviate psychological distress, but also to advance the soul's journey towards its highest potential by reconciling unresolved issues from its past trajectories. As we entertain these concepts, we must also recognize the intellectual debates that have long surrounded them. Critics argue that such non-material phenomena cannot be empirically measured or verified. However, PLR proponents point to substantial anecdotal evidence and transformative outcomes in the lives of those who have undergone regression therapy as a compelling reason to remain open to these ideas. Wrapping up this chapter, we are reminded that PLR practices are steeped not just in therapeutic techniques, but in rich philosophical implications about the soul and its many lifetimes. These insights are integral to the role of the PLR therapist, whose work is to facilitate individuals in navigating the profound depths of their soul's history towards profound healing and understanding. Key takeaways from concepts of the soul and reincarnation. Reincarnation and the enduring journey of the soul are key to understanding PLR. Cases of prodigious talents and child prodigies suggest a continuation of skills from past lives. The soul is believed to undergo reincarnation for learning, growth, and balance. Soul lessons and patterns that recur across lives inform the therapeutic focus in PLR. The ultimate goal of reincarnation may be viewed as achieving enlightenment or self-realization. Despite skepticism, anecdotal evidence from PLR therapy supports the value of exploring past lives. PLR therapists combine empirical techniques with spiritual concepts to guide clients through their soul's journey.